A blessed Sunday to everyone. Welcome to our worship celebration. Today we'll be looking at yet another psalm. For the past 6 months, hindi po ba, the book of Psalms has been so helpful for all of us. Especially in this pandemic. In the last 6 months, we were encouraged to go beyond and above our situation. To worship Him, to glorify God as we focus our eyes on Him alone, to turn our depression into celebration. And thinking about 6 months, wow, it has been half a year already that we have been in quarantine. Some of us have celebrated their birthdays apart and away from families and friends. Some have celebrated anniversaries in wonderful occasions. To some of our kids, they have celebrated their virtual graduations, hindi po ba? And though these events are happy and wonderful events, thinking about them and being able to celebrate them away from families and friends, iba eh, right? Hindi siya kapareho nung alam natin dapat kung paano natin i-celebrate ang mga bagay na ito. Some of us have mourned and wept because some have lost their loved ones because of this virus. Some have lost their jobs. Some have lost their businesses dahil nag-bankrupt na sila kasi dahil sa pandemic. In 3 weeks' time, Bermuth na. And so, it's hard to imagine how a country who celebrates Christmas longer than the rest of the world, how will we celebrate Christmas? I'm saying this because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of mixed emotions that you have in your heart as we still are in this pandemic, as we are still in this difficult situation. And at times, it's hard to give thanks. Minsan, ang hirap magpuri sa Diyos, hindi po ba? If we would be very, very honest with ourselves, it's hard to worship God. It's hard to give Him thanks. But friends, of all people, tayo po, mga mananampalataya ni Kristo, we ought to be known not just for our love, but we are ought to be known for our gratitude towards God. If you have your Bibles, punta po muna kayo sa Romans chapter 1. By way of introduction, I'll just let's look at two passages. Romans 1, yung book of Romans po is the book about the gospel. Paul is outlining to his readers about the gospel. In Romans 1, he said he's not ashamed of the gospel. And before he starts discussing about the gospel, he discusses about the need for the gospel, the bad news before the good news. In Romans 1:21, he said this, pertaining to unbelievers, for although they knew God, Romans 1:21, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Ano sabi po doon? In the depravity of man, in the hopeless, pitiful state of man, hindi nila pinasalamatan ng Diyos. And it's just so fascinating for me that one of the characteristics of an unbeliever is that they fail to give thanks to God. They fail to give Him glory. Now go to Hebrews 13 to see the contrast. Hebrews 13:15. The book of Hebrews is a book discussing about the superiority of Christ above everything else. In chapter 13, the first 14 verses, the writer discusses how Jesus Christ died on our behalf, how He is the ultimate sacrifice, how He is the perfect Lamb of God, who paid for the sins of those who would believe in Him. And now in Hebrews 13:15, we read, through Him, through Christ, through Him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge or that thank His name, that give thanks to His name. And that speaks volumes. Kung ang unbeliever, they are known to be ungrateful and they would not thank God, and even though they do some religious things, they're not actually pertaining or addressed to the one true God. Ang believer naman, sabing ganun, we are known to be continually offering up a sacrifice of praise and a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Ito ang nagsiseparate sa atin sa iba. Believers are known and ought to be known to be a people who are thankful. Pero hindi naman ito lagi ang case. Di po ba? That's why I was asking you and I was presenting to you where we're at now. 6 months in quarantine. It's hard. It's hard to give thanks. Sasabihin pa ng iba sa atin, napaka-insensitive naman if we would be discussing about giving thanks in this pandemic, because I can't find anything that I can give thanks for. O maaaring ilan sa inyo, sinasabi nyo, gusto ko, I want to give thanks, but I just can't. I just can't seem to find reasons to be thankful for. And I want you to know that you can be honest. And if that's you, I'm happy that you can join us today as we look at this wonderful psalm. Psalm 100 is the psalm that we'll be looking at today. And if you look closely to the superscript, yung heading po ng Psalm 100, it simply says, a psalm of giving thanks. A psalm of thanksgiving. And so this talks about giving thanks to God. With your Bibles now open, let's read together Psalm 100. Psalm 100, a psalm of the giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Ang salita po ng Diyos. Shall we come to the Lord in prayer? Loving God, we thank You for the opportunity to be subject again to the ministry of Your Holy Word. We thank You that Your Word is truth, and we just want that, Lord. In all honesty, in the situation that we're in right now, it's just so hard to give You thanks. And so we thank You, Lord, that we are in this psalm, in this particular song, that speaks of giving thanks to You. So, Lord, we cry out to You to teach us, to minister to our hearts, confront, comfort, and encourage Your people as we submit ourselves and let all our thoughts captive to the ministry of Your Word and to the obedience of Christ our King. Maraming salamat po muli, Panginoong Diyos. This is our heart's cry in Christ's most precious name. Amen and amen. May mga ilang tanong po ako sa inyo. What gives you joy? Ano pong mga events sa buhay ninyo ang nagpapasalamat kayo ng husto? Ako po mayroon tatlo. Three events, three things stand out for me. I go back 15 years ago when I married my best friend. And I remember nung in-announce na po na husband and wife na kami ni Rita. I remember I was clapping and I was worshiping God. Nagpasalamat ako ng gusto noon sa Panginoon Diyos. That's one event, one thing in my life that I'm very, very thankful for. Yung isa pa po was 12 years ago when 15 minutes after my birthday, I fell in love with a little girl. The first time I laid eyes on her, the first time I hugged her and embraced her and kissed her, wow, hindi pwedeng ihalin tulad sa anumang pangyari yung nangyaring yun. When I fell in love and decided to be in love with my little girl. And the most precious of all was 25 years ago when I was in a pew. Nasa upuan po ako ng isang napakasimpleng Baptist church sa Fairview. It was when I realized and it was then that everything made sense. It was then that I saw my need for a Savior. Na kahabag-habaging kalagayan ko na pupunta akong impyerno. It was then that God took away my blinders sa aking paningin and I saw clearly that I need to surrender to Jesus Christ. Those three events are very precious to my heart and they, upon thinking about them, they make me glad. They really make me want to shout for joy. Kayo po, ano po ba ang inyong mga events sa buhay that you are very thankful for? You may be wondering, ba't ko tinatanong yun? Kasi may follow-up question po ako sa inyo. If you would compare the joy and the excitement that you had in those events, how would that compare with how you feel when you worship God? How would that compare with what emotions you have as you worship God? Kasing exciting din po ba? Kasing saya din po ba? When you worship God, are you bursting into exuberant praise? Kung ang honest answer po natin is no, if you find it hard to find joy as you worship God, if you're struggling giving thanks to the Lord, I'm happy that you could join us today because Psalm 100 would minister to your heart. Psalm 100 would minister to our hearts. Now, yung Psalm 100 sa ating harapan ngayon po has a very rich history. It's one of the theocratic psalms, theocratic meaning a psalm that ascribes and give glory to God as the king, as a sovereign king. Napansin din natin, sabi natin kanina, napakasimple ng title, A Psalm of Thanksgiving. Alam niyo po ba, very precious ang Psalm 100 in the early century ng simbahan. In fact, meron silang ginawang hymn. Ang tawag sa ng hymn na ito is the 100th, the old 100. And yung tono po niya, yung tono ng doxology na meron tayo. It's a very popular hymn. And as we were reading kanina, as you were listening to the psalm being read, ano yung theme? I think you would agree with me that the theme that springs out is joyful thanksgiving, masayang pagpasalamat, hindi po ba? And I want to ask you, do you want that? Do you desire that? This morning, as we look at Psalm 100, we'll be asking ourselves, bakit nga ba? Why should we give thanks and praise to the Lord? And may I just add, why should we joyfully give thanks and praise the Lord? The writer of Psalm 100 gives us two reasons why we should give God our praise and thanks. First, he would say, because the Lord demands worship. Because the Lord desires worship. This can be found in verse 1 to 2 and verse 4. The second reason why we ought to be giving thanks and praise to God is because the Lord deserves it. Ang Panginoong Diyos karapat dapat lang napurihin. This is found in verse 3 and verse 5. But napansin nyo na parang walang introduction, parang walang preliminaries, parang hindi nag-aksaya ng panahon yung writer as he gives us commands right away. parang rapid staccato succession, the writer gives us commands, again commands, not suggestions, telling us that praise and thanksgiving are imperatives that we all should be submitting to. Pansinin niyo mga commands. Make a joyful noise, verse 1. Serve the Lord with gladness, verse 2. Come into His presence with singing, verse 2. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, verse 4. And His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Ano sinasabi ng mga utos na ito? That God demands worship. That God demands worship and thanksgiving. Tignan niyo ulit yung mga utos. Notice as well the words that describe these commands, these acts of praise. Make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His holy name. What does this say? These are joyful acts. Ang mga bagay na ito na inuutos sa atin ay maligaya at masayang mga gawain. These commands that we ought to submit ourselves to ought to be done with joy and excitement. They communicate emotion, they communicate affection. To give God utmost praise, to give God worship with gratitude and excitement. Ito yung tono. This is the focus of this psalm. Psalm 100 is a very powerful and penetrating song. It is simple, yet very direct. And that message is give exuberant worship and thanksgiving to God. Hindi natin alam kung sino ang writer nitong awit na ito. Some say it can be David. Kasi if you would look at David's song in 1 Chronicles 16, parang may similarity sila. So take note of that. 1 Chronicles 16, the song of David. Ang binigay lang sa atin is perhaps the occasion for this song. It's a psalm of giving thanks. And it may be referring to special occasions when the Israelites go to the temple and give thanks to God, to worship God. A time of celebration and an opportunity to thank God for His forgiveness, for His blessing, for His protection, for His preservation, for His provision. And as the people enter the temple with their thanks offering in their hands, the psalmist is calling them to remember who it is that they are giving thanks to, who it is that they are approaching, and reminding them in what manner that God desires to be approached. Although we're looking at an Old Testament passage, it is very relevant for us today. Kasi yung God, yung Diyos ng Old Testament is also the God of our time. And He has not changed. His demands as to how we worship Him in the Old Testament is also the demands that we can see in our time. May I ask you, before we go to each command, may excitement ba sa puso nyo as you worship God? Do you still have that joy when you come to the Lord in worship? Kayo po ba ay maikilala sa joy at gladness sa inyong puso sa pagpupuri sa Diyos? O ang pagpupuri po ba natin sa Diyos ay parang mechanical? Basta mairaos lang. Are you ever excited to worship God? I pray that we can all honestly say that yes, I am excited. But if the answer is no, let the Word of God minister to you. Let's now consider these commands. Look at verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Diretsong diretso, no? The fact joyful, in fact, yung salitang joyful, does not appear in the original language. Literally, it would read, shout to the Lord. The word shout comes from a Hebrew word meaning to raise your voice, to raise a noise, to give a blast, parang trompeta. This has a picture in the Old Testament of a battle cry. It also has a picture of the loyal subjects rejoicing and shouting joyfully with glee sa pagpasok ng hari sa kanilang presensya. 1 Samuel 11 speaks of the great rejoicing by the people when King Saul was crowned as their king. Ano napansin natin? Yung composer ng awit na ito, tinatawag tayo sa isang pagsigaw na nangagaling dapat sa puso, kaibuturan ng ating puso, the kind of worship that is uninhibited, coming from your heart. Actually, this has a picture of someone who is parang rooting for someone, giving his affirmation, shouting with joy for someone. He is in effect saying, shout in joyful approval of God. Ganun po yung nararamdaman ninyo as you worship God? Do you have this joy, especially nowadays, as you worship God? Let's face it, friends. Hindi ganun kadali sa panahon ngayon. Baka mas malakas pa yung sigaw natin when we're rooting for our favorite team. Lalo ngayon, nagbalik na yung basketball sa NBA, di ba? Maybe mas malakas pa yung pagsigaw natin nung nabalik na yung NBA ulit. Maybe mas nagbubunyi tayo pag nananalo yung ating favorite team. I pray that we feel the same way when we worship God. I pray that we go beyond that. As the scripture is read for us, as we pray, as we sing. Again, mga kapatid, when was the last time you had this joy, excitement in your heart when you worship God? Hindi ko sinasuggest na maging charismatic tayo or we would have a uncontrollable emotion, but di ba dapat may excitement talaga as we worship God? There should be at least a little joy when you sing to the Lord. Di ba? So may I ask you again, does this describe how you feel when we worship? When is your worship like a resounding trumpet? O yung ating bang worship parang yung tunog lang nung ginawa nating parang turotot gawa sa straw? When you come before the Lord to worship, sa santuario man yan o sa ating mga bahay dahil tayo na sa pandemic, do you still have that joy? I pray that you still do. I pray that you can still sing. Yung iba sa atin, mas energetic pa pag kumakanta sa karaoke. So may I ask you, do you still sing in the comforts of your home? O fina-fast forward niyo ba? O baka hanggang singing lang kayo, tapos pag mensahe na, lilipat na kayo. Please, I pray that that's not you. I pray that we still have the excitement to sing to the Lord and to listen to Him. The writer says, make a joyful noise. Shout joyfully to the Lord. Hindi pa nga siya tapos magsabi sa atin ng utos na ito, may kasunod ka agad. The writer gives us the second imperative. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Na yung salitang serve po, malawak ang ibig sabihin yan eh. It has a very broad meaning. It has an idea of work, often referred to a slave working for his master. Minsan, pinapatungkulan po ito ng isang hari na nag-uutos sa kanyang subject. And yung ginagawa ng subject is work. That's how he served. In reference then now to God, it's translated as worship. So, it would read, worship the Lord with gladness. Worship the Lord with gladness. Deuteronomy 6:13 is a great example of this. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve. Him you shall worship. And by His name you shall swear. Na-capture din ni Pablo ito sa New Testament. Romans 12, verse 1. I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Sabi ilang translation, your spiritual service. Isang healthy sign po ng isang taong mapagpasalamat ay ang paglilingkod ng may galak sa puso. And this is what the psalmist is reminding us. What an honor and privilege it is to be serving God. At again, friends, ayoko mamiss nyo to. Look at every line in this song. And I want you to see where the focus is. Verse 1, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence when singing. Verse 3, know the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 4, enter His gates, enter His courts, give thanks to Him, bless His name. Verse 5, for the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generation. You get the point? Sino ang object? Who is the object here? Who is the focus in this song? God is. He is the audience. We have an audience of one. He alone, no one else. And so, as we work, as we serve, as we joyfully make noise, as we worship Him, and as we serve Him with gladness, understand that you are serving Him, not the local church, not the superintendent in your school, not the pastor or the elders. We serve the Lord. It is Him we worship. It is for Him that we labor for, primarily not people. We sing to Him. We serve Him. We hear His word. We give to Him. At napansin niyo po ulit yung word na dinedescribe, paano, anong motivation ng paglilingkod nito? It's not grudging. Hindi dahil guilt trip. We serve Him with gladness. Yung phrase na with gladness describes pleasant things that gives happiness. God is not interested, friends, in some superficial external activity. Hindi siya interesado ron. He desires and He demands worship and service that comes from a glad heart. I like what Charles Spurgeon says. It's very simple. He says, and I quote, "Our happy God should be worshipped by happy people." And this truth is what we see in the opening verses. Shout joyfully, serve the Lord with gladness, come into His presence with singing. You see? Psalm 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Is this you, friends? I know we are not congregating right now, but when we do our worship, when we do our celebration via Zoom or via YouTube or via our website, does the thought of worshiping God a thing that you look forward to? Friends, you need to be proactive here. It's so easy for us to be apathetic, to be mechanical, especially now. Kasi pwede tayong mag-pause eh. Kasi pwede tayong lumipat ng ibang church channel. Friends, are you looking forward to worshiping God? Because you need to know that Psalm 100 is telling us that God demands this. God desires this. Hindi ito nakabatay kung anong pakiramdam mo at kung ano ang gusto mo. Since when was worship about you and me? If you would be honest, when was the last time you worshiped and asked yourself, na-enjoy kaya ng Diyos yung pagkanta ko? Na-enjoy niya kaya yung pagpupuri ko sa Kanya? When was the last time you said that? When was the last time you asked this? Or, this might sting a bit, okay? And I just want you to know I'm doing this lovingly. And I'm preaching to myself as well. Kasi minsan, pagkatapos ng worship, this is what we usually ask. Narinig kaya ng mga tao yung magandang boses ko? Did they hear the harmony I made when we were singing? Did the people notice how good I was when I was praying? The choice of words? Or did they see how I was a good preacher? Dear ones, it's not about us. It was never about us. Hindi ko sinasabing huwag natin ibigay ang best natin when we sing or when we serve or even when we preach. We need to be excellent. We need to desire to give God our best. We need to understand, friends, that we do it not for ourselves, but for Him. We sing not for our enjoyment. We sing because we love Him. He desires that what we do are done excellently, but most especially joyfully in gratitude, not for ourselves, but for Him. Again, for the moment, in our situation, it doesn't feel like appropriate to be giving thanks. We don't feel like serving. We don't feel like singing. Right? And so, as we look at these verses, it's not saying at all that we wait until we feel grateful to serve. We wait until we feel like it so that we would sing. Kasi kung etong ating pranaw, then we will never serve. Then we will never sing. Did you get that? This verses is saying to sing now. Make a joyful noise now. Hindi ini-imply nung awit na ito that we should only serve when we are filled with joy. On the contrary, we are to serve, we are commanded to serve regardless. Kung nararamdaman natin, gladness will follow soon. Meron pong kwento ng isang pastor who was in a pastor's conference in Africa. And as all the African pastors were there and their wives, as they were singing, this missionary pastor noticed how joyfully these people are singing to the Lord. And they were excited as they were doing their congregational singing. No one was not singing. Everyone was singing. And they were all singing joyfully. And so, he couldn't help but ask one of the pastors in this conference and ask him, why are you excited? Why are you so glad when you sang a while ago? And the pastor from this African tribe answered, we serve and sing when we're happy. We serve and sing when we're not happy. And when we're not happy, we serve and sing until we're happy. It sounds very simple, right? But yet very profound. Yeah, very profound. We don't wait till we get happy to serve and sing. We serve and sing even if we don't feel like happy. Or even if we're not happy until we feel happy. Go to Psalm 13. To the choir master, a psalm of David. So David is writing this. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. What's David's condition here? He's downcast, right? He is tormented, seems like. He's struggling. Did you hear his pleas? How long, O Lord? Lord, how long? How long must I take counsel in my soul? And then he mentioned enemies. It is not a good time for him to be praising God. But look at what he says in verse 5. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. But David, you're sad. You can't sing. You see, David understands what the African congregation understands. We serve and sing when we're happy. We serve and sing when we're not happy. And even though we're not happy, we still serve and sing until we are happy. Serving and singing to the Lord are means to find joy, friends. It's telling us that joy is found in the Lord. And if you're not joyful in what you do, especially when you worship God, maybe you're not focusing on Him. I pray that you would focus on the Lord. Remember Paul and Silas? It's Acts 16, diba? They were beaten, they were, diba? Ginulpe, kinadena, and they were put into prison, right? What do we see them doing? It's at midnight. Acts 16:25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Are these crazy people singing even in prison? Pero napansin niyo, even amidst their hard situation, they were directing their prayers. They were singing to God. We serve and sing when we're happy. We serve and sing when we're not happy. And when we're not happy, we serve and sing until we are happy. If praise and thanks are addressed to God, friends, I assure you, joy will follow. Kung si David, kung si Paul at si Silas, they can sing in difficult situations. Can you not also in your struggles? Even in this pandemic. And if this is a struggle for you, please keep on listening. As we would see later, that the writer would give us motivations to worship. But what have we seen so far? God demands joyful worship. He desires that. He desires that we serve Him gladly. Look at verse 4. As the writer adds to our definition of worship. As the writer adds to our definition of thanksgiving and praise. Verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. Gates and courts here refers to the temple of the Lord. Okay? The writer is talking about their formal worship as they go to the temple, as they go and enter through the gates and into the courtyard. And what is it that God demands as we approach Him? It says here, thanksgiving and praise. Yung command is give thanks. At sa original language, is a single word, a single verb. Ang ibig sabihin, confess, to praise, to acknowledge, to extol, to thank. Hindi ito simpleng thank you, Lord. Diba? Hindi ganun lang. This depicts someone naming a specific reason for gratitude. This has a picture of someone telling a story about God being the hero of the story. Let me illustrate that for you. Kung ikaw ay may malubha kang sakit, tapos you met a doctor, maraming doktor na tumanggi sa'yo, and then you have found this good physician, tapos he has cured you, what would you do? You would tell your friends about this doctor. You will be excited to tell them how this doctor treated your long-term illness. We would be grateful. We would be filled with joy. Baka nga maubusan tayo ng pagpasalamat sa doktor na ito. Similarly, this giving thanks literally can't say enough about the Lord and what He has done. Ganun ba kayo sa pagpasalamat sa Panginoong Diyos? Now, the word praise is the word hallel, where we get the word hallelujah, praise the Lord. It has a picture of glorious boasting, joyful thanksgiving, pinagyayabang, pinagbubunyi ang Panginoong Diyos. I pray that you get the picture, friends. We are to exclaim and proclaim joyfully our God. We are to serve Him with gladness. We are to sing for Him thanksgiving and praise. And to those who might think, oh, Old Testament naman yan eh. That does not apply to us. Well, go to Colossians 3. Starting from verse 16. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Psalm 100 speaks of a people who sing, who serve, and joyfully thank God as they approach Him, as they worship Him. And the picture there is that of people entering the place of worship, joyfully thanking God for His provision. Yung iba, overwhelmed sa pagpapatawad sa kanilang Panginoon Diyos. And there are those who were boasting about God's care. GCFEs, how are we doing? Do we have the same spirit as we worship? I ask this because oftentimes, I see myself distracted by the cares of the world. That I could not give God my utmost praise. Oftentimes, I see myself so focused on my own hurts that I could not thank Him joyfully. Have you been there, friends? Are you there right now? You see, joyful and exuberant worship of God is difficult. It is very difficult. Otherwise, we would not be commanded to do so. Diba? Kung hindi mahirap yan, dapat hindi tayo inutusan. Thus, we see commands to give God joyful praise and worship. But you know what's encouraging here? You know what's encouraging about this psalm? Is that it does not give us the demands. It also helps us how to get there. To address this, the psalmist then gives us motivations to have these joyful acts. In verse 1, 2, and 4, we saw that God desires, God demands worship. In the remaining verses, we would see the second heading. We would see that God deserves our worship. Look at verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 5. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. and his faithfulness to all generations. Friends, the worship that God desires is not through manipulation of emotions, through music or whatnot. Genuine exaltation of God is a response to God Himself. It is a response to knowing God, who He is and what He has done. Listen to John Piper commenting on this. And I quote, "God means to be known with the head, and He means to be sung from the heart. He means for the singing to be based on the knowing, otherwise the singing gives Him no honor. Singing to God joyfully based on knowing God truthfully honors God. But singing to God even passionately simply exalts the singer and the passions." End quote. And I can't agree more. We cannot give joyful worship He deserves unless you know who He is, unless you reflect on what He has done. In verse 3, the first thing that he reminds us why God deserves worship is because the Lord is God. He is God. In fact, literally it would read, "Know that the Lord Himself is God." He's basically saying the Lord is God. Siya lang, wala nang iba. So may I ask you, is He your God? Maybe the reason why you can't worship Him is because He is not your God. That's why you're not grateful to Him. That's why you don't love Him. Have you bowed the knee and surrendered to Christ? Friends, you must acknowledge Him as God before you can worship Him with gladness. The psalmist reminds us that we ought to be praising God not only because He is God, but because He is also our Creator. It is He who made us. That's powerful, friends. When you realize that you owe your very existence to God, wouldn't you worship? Pero mga kapatid, ang writer nitong awit na ito does not only point to God as the sovereign ruler for us to worship Him, hindi lang niya tayo nire-remind na siya ang almighty creator to whom utang natin ang ating very existence, he also points out God's character. Look at verse 5. We ought to be worshiping Him. We ought to be giving thanks and praise to Him because, verse 5, "For the Lord is good. He is love. And He is faithful." To say that the Lord is good, the writer is saying that the Lord is beautiful. He is lovely. He is desirable. He is satisfying. He is delectable. Remember Psalm 34, verse 8? "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Yes, friends, He is good. Thus, we ought to worship Him. Thus, we ought to give Him thanks. He is good. Yet some of you would say, how can God be good when there's evil around? How can He be good when there's a pandemic? Friends, if this is you, you need to know that these statements assume something very serious. Ingat tayo sa ating mga katanungan, mga kapatid. Because these statements, these questions, assume something very serious. It assumes with certainty that there are no good in all that's happening now. That is equivalent to saying, I know everything that there is to know, and I know that there is nothing good here in this situation. Hindi ba parang mayabang yan? Can you definitively say that there's nothing good in what's happening to you right now? Do you know all the possible outcomes? Hindi nga natin alam kung gaano karami ang between sa langit. As of this, as I'm speaking right now, people, scientists, experts are discovering new creatures under the sea. And yet we can know that there's nothing good in all that's happening? I don't think so, friends. God is good. God is good. And if you have any doubts, look at the cross. Would an evil God send his son who became man to die for you and for me? I don't think so. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God is good. God is good. But not only is God good, He's also faithful. His steadfast love, someone on it, endures forever. And His faithfulness to all generation. This speaks of His loving kindness. His faithful love, our favorite Hebrew word, chesed. His undying love, and this undying love endures forever. Undying na nga, hindi na nga namamatay, nagpapatuloy pa. Friends, as you reflect on these truths, don't you think God deserves your praise? Shouldn't that stir you up to give thanks to Him with gladness? Wouldn't you shout for joy? Friends, if you're not thankful for these truths, you may not be truly meditating on these glorious truths. Or maybe, just maybe, maybe you don't know Him at all. Maybe you don't know Him at all. Maybe you don't have an intimate personal relationship with Him at all. And if this is you, I pray that God would open your eyes. I pray that God would give you faith. I pray that He would quicken your heart for you to understand the goodness, the love, and faithfulness of this sovereign God. And if you're serious about knowing this God, I would like to personally help you. Kindly keep on watching. I don't know where it's being placed. My number will be flashed. Get my contact number and try to contact me. I would gladly help you turn the pages of Scripture to introduce you to Jesus Christ, our glorious God, who is so, so good. The psalmist points to who God is. He's love, He's faithful. To motivate us to praise and worship Him. But did you know that he also tells us what he has done? Kindly go back to verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us. And we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. What does this express? This points to a relationship. Listen, this is beautiful. Not only is God sovereign, not only is God creator, He is also our shepherd, the one who cares, the one who protects. This depicts intimate, loving relationship. John chapter 10, Jesus himself saying, verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. What is he saying here? He lays down his life for his sheep. He watches over them. Friends, if you're a believer, remember that He died for you, ransomed you, and is taking care of you. Even as I speak, and continually preserves and protects you. Friends, if we understand who God is, if we understand what He has done, even in spite of us, the question should not be, why should I praise Him? The question should be, why should I stop praising and thanking Him? That is the point of the psalm. Yes, we are given commands to show that God desires, that God demands worship from us. But worship of God is a response to knowing intimately who He is and what He has done. It is knowing these truths that would lead one to sing joyfully, to serve with gladness, to praise and thank Him no matter what, no matter what, even in this pandemic. And again, dear ones, if you're not sure if He indeed is your Lord, I pray that you would be given faith. I pray that you would cry out to Him. Saan ka man nandun? Repent of your sins and surrender to Him. I pray that you would run to Him and start living for Him. Because in Him alone is found true and lasting joy. Sa Kanya lamang po. In Him alone. And to those of us who are already His, by His grace, and because of the pandemic, we're having a hard time praising Him. Because of the situation that we're in, we are having a hard time thanking Him. Let me just share with you a favorite hymn of mine that speaks volumes of what the Lord has done. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure? How great the pain of searing loss! The Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. My sin upon His shoulders? Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. 'Twas my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. I still don't know. But this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Friends, when you understand who He is and what He has done, when you understand what He did for you in spite of you, wouldn't you start singing? Wouldn't you start serving? Wouldn't you start giving Him thanks? Wonderful hymn. Speaks volumes of what is in my heart. What's in your heart? We worship God. We give Him thanks. Because He demands it. Because He deserves it. When you worship God, what do people say about you, about your worship? When people look into our lives, do they really see genuine worship? When we give, when we sing, I mean, when people scrutinize our lives, can they see the difference? You see Paul and Silas, when they were singing, even while they were in chains, there were those who were listening to them. Perhaps there were those who were asking, how can these two still worship God? But they both understand that God desires worship. God deserves worship. Naalala niyo po, sino pa yung nakikinig sa kanila? The Philippine jailer. And after the earthquake and all what happened, what did we hear from this Gentile jailer? What must I do to be saved? You see, dear ones, lest we forget, our giving thanks, our worship is not a private matter. Our Christianity is not a private matter. It is a testimony to be lived out. Christianity should not be anonymous, but rather should be obvious. Verse 1, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Friends, does the world see how much you love God? How can they worship God when we who claim to be His are embarrassed to worship Him? Finds it hard to thank Him. Look at the cross. If you're having a hard time to thank Him, look at the cross. How can the future generation see the character of God if we're not living it out? Can they see God's faithfulness in you with how you live? Friends, I pray that as we are informed, as we were comforted, as we were confronted by this wonderful psalm, I pray that we would find ourselves now finding it easy to worship, praise, and thank the Lord, even when we're not happy. Because we worship when we're happy, we worship when we're not happy, and even if we're not happy, we worship until we are happy. Why? Because worship is demanded by God. Worship is deserving of God. Lord, we thank You for teaching us. I pray that indeed our hearts were confronted. We were rebuked. We were challenged, Lord. I pray that we would look into our lives. I pray that we would see how little gratitude there is, especially now, and we justify it. I pray that You would see and find in our hearts the conviction to keep on keeping on to serve You, to worship You, and to sing for You. Because You demand it, and You, O Lord, deserve it. Thank You for ministering to our hearts. We pray that we were able to give You glory. We pray that we were able to give You utmost praise. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me today. Have a blessed day. God bless.